You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara in the Sefer is getting Dafsanach on the base, where the Gemara brings the last five lines of the bottom quotation from the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo kavos HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael ela b'shul dvarim shabapeh shenemar al pi hadvarim elu karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael. So the Gemara basically seems to be teaching us that the old decrees are first between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which won us the title of becoming the Am HaNivcha, the Or LaGoyim, and to have all the precepts of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichras with us, is our willingness to mekabel Torah Shabbat Peh. That seems to be emphasized by the Gemara in Masechtas Kitten. And what I want to deal with tonight is the question why. I mean, what's so special about Torah Shabbat Peh that the Ika Krisus Abris took place because of it? What's also interesting and fascinating, if you turn to page 15 of the Marma Kaimais, you have a Gemara Masechta Shabbos of Peches Amad Aleph, where the two Mamori Chazal on this page that are basically Mehupech Zeh Mizeh, and the Gemara itself, as I'm going to show you very shortly, never asks the fact that they seem to contradict each other. The first is the Maimon Chazal on the top of the page, the underlying lines. Vayisyatzu betachta sahar. Omer Ravadimi b'chama omer Ravchasa. Malame chikofa kadosh baruch hu leinu sarki gigas. V'omer lehem imatem mekabelim es haTorah mutar v'malav shom teikvu raschem. From that moment, where it seemed to appear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu coerced this by Har Sinai to the Kabbal of the Torah. And in the next underlying line, on the same daf in Masechta Shabbos, as if there's no relationship, it says, Dorash Rav Simoi, Bishosh Yegdim Yisrael Nasa V'nishma, Bo Shishim Ribo Shomalchi HaShareis, L'chol Echav Echem Yisrael, V'kosho Lo Shnei Kesorim, Echav Kenei Genas, Echav Kenei Genishma, Kevin Shechot Yisrael Yardu Meya v'Esrim Riba Machabalo v'Pirkim Shenem v'Yinatzu v'Yisrael Es Yadim Acharif. Now, what's interesting, however, is before the Chet of the Egel, it seems they were excited to mekabel the Torah, Nasa v'Nishma. They got two crowns to show how excited, how appreciative Hashem was. So the question is, which one was it? Were they forced to accept the Torah? Or were they excited and they were a state of joy in Simcha and they got special crowns? And what's fascinating, usually when you have two Mamori Chazal that are against each other, the Gemara says, Upligi. You know, the Gemara will sometimes quote opposite Shittas, but at least indicate in the context of the Shachtar and the Gemara, these are two Hashkafis. They're both quoted in the same Blat Gemara in the Masechta Shabbos. And it says, Mamash lo koro zel zeh, as if they're not related to each other, but ostensibly they are related. Was the Ma'isa Kabbalah HaTorah coerced, or was it with tremendous simcha, nasib and nishma? In fact, the Gemara says later on, the nasib of the mishma means we're willing to do even before we know what we got to do. We can't machalish into Makayim the HaTorah. So what in the world's going on over here? So the fact of the matter, Rabbi Say, is we got to understand these two sugyas. And the first thing I want to mention to you is that the source that, basically speaking, first deals with this specific concept, with the steer especially in Masechta Shabbos, is the Medrash Tanhuma contained on pages 16 and 17 of the Marma Kaimais. And what the Medrash deals with is exactly this specific problem. On the left-hand side of the page, on page 16, for some reason it didn't print properly, I didn't realize it, but I'll show you exactly what parts with the Oseus on the left-hand side we're going to basically analyze. So the Gemara says over here, let me just find a place that is Nogaya to this. So the Gemara asks the question, I mean the Medrash asks the question. The Medrash says, we have quotation D. It says, "V'lo kibul Yisrael es haTorah ad shekofem har gigigis שנאמר ויסייצו תחת הסהר, אמי וחם אמי וחדש ברוך הוא, ישראל מקם מותר מוטה ומואב שום תקבור אסכם. So the obvious question is, it seems from that source that they were forced to mekabel the Torah. V'im Torah shal Torah shebesh beksav kaf aleihem, and you say that Hashem forced them to accept the halachic criteria of Torah shebeksav, halo b'shosh amlehem mekabel atam atar amlehem ku amru nasa v'nishma, neisha'ein b'tzav igiyah, etc. So this medrash seems to say that the two Mamari Chazal are talking about two stages of Kabbalah Satira, that the willingness to be Kabbalah Torah Nasa Benishma, says Beferish in the Tanchuma, was on Terev Shebeksav, and limiting our exposure to Torah and our halachic jurisprudence when it comes to Torah to Mamish, the Pshuto Shemikra of Terev Shebeksav. Kavam Hagegigas required Hashem to convince us, I don't just want you to be Kabbalah Torah Shebeksav, but I want you to mekabel Torah Shebeksav as the interpreter, as the application of interpretation, understanding, and development of the Torah. That's what I want you to mekabel. And that, according to the Medrash, is the Kafalam Hargigigis. So this Medrash, at least, allows us to miyashav the Gemara Masechet Shabbos to explain why one Maamar talks about excitement and one talks about hesitancy. The Maram Alshich, on the bottom, and quoted by the Eitz Yosef on the bottom of the page, asks a simple question: what was Klal Yisrael so hesitant about? Shem says the Mekabel the Torah, so they were so excited, except Terah Shebeksav, Terah Shebapeh. Why did Hashem have to coerce them and convince them otherwise? So he says on the bottom, the reason is based upon a special hashgafa we find continuously, and that is the principle of tefasa meruba lo tefasta. Sometimes, as the expression is, you bite off more than you're able to chew. When Klal Yisrael were exposed to a Torah Shebeksav, which is finite in nature, which is pretty straightforward, doesn't have incredible amount of minutiae, etc. So they felt that the capacity, the ability, the yicholus to mekabel this, and that was nasa v'nishma. When, however, they were told that we have a process of Torah Shebeksav with Yugim Amidais, and this expands the Torah tremendously. Tremendous debate, tremendous machlokas, tremendous applications, incredible amount of minutiae that's going to be developed when it comes to the application. When they heard what that involves, so the Maram Shah says, L'shem Shemayim, they were fearful of Tavas and Merubah Tavas, that maybe the biting of more than able to chew. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, no. In order for you to become the Am HaNivchar, you got to accept the Torah Shebeksav and the Torah Shebeksav. And as the Maharal Sheikh says, the reason Hashem told them this, he says, you might not think you're capable of bearing up to both. I know you, I know the Torah I created, and based upon the qualities, the Yecholusim, and the intellectual and spiritual nature of the Jewish people, I'm telling you, you're able to handle the Torah Shebeksav. So Hashem says, I'm not going to leave here and give you the Torah until you mekabel the Torah Shebeksav as well. And therefore, he pushed their acceptance of the Torah Shebeksav. Now the Mefarshim point out that in this specific Hizgalas and Har Sinai, I mentioned many times, the Hizgalas over there, when you say Kabbalah HaGigigas, I mean, do we take it literally that Hashem is holding a mountain over them? Or do we interpret it, like many Mefarshim, like the Maral interpreted, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave them such in his galus, such a revelation of the emes of the Metziah of the entire situation. So when a person is shown the emes with all its grandeur, it's no longer a concept of accepting based upon blind faith. When you're shown black and white, and you see and experience black and white, your bechir on a certain level is basically taken away, because once you see the emes and you're shown the emes, so what kind of bechir is it? So the Maral says, Kabbalah HaGigigas means Hashem didn't just merely tell them, you know, believe what I got to tell you. He gave them a little flavor of his galus and hasinai, of what this entails and what it encompasses. Since they, according to Chazal, many shurim I gave up until now, I quoted the Mefarshim saying by Kabbalah Satar Har Sinai, they were brought momentarily to the gedder of the level of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, with an Aspatlai Hamira, seeing things as clearly as a Moshe saw. So Klaus were able to see when Hashem made this command, what that application means, and what that His Godless teaches us of the capacities of themselves in relation to Teresh Shabbat Peh. So it's as if at the end, their choice was not based upon blind faith. It was based upon His Godless of an Aspatlai Hamira. So that's Kofam Hargigiyas. But the fact of the matter, Ben Kach Lo Ben Kach, at the end of the day, we see that the Krisis HaBaris was ultimately consummated with Torah Shavikstav as interpreted Torah Shavapah. So the million dollar question is, we see what Hashem wanted them to Makabal, but now the big question is, why? Why is Torah Shavikstav so important as part of the Tzura of HaKabbalah Satera? Now what I found, Midrashically, Rabbi Isai, are three different midrashim, each giving a different reason, but I will tell you up front that after we finish tonight, you will understand each midrash deals with it from a different perspective, but it's ultimately the third midrash I'm going to quote tonight that will give you a fine tuning and open up the doors of a lot of the Gemaras and Shas that deal with the topic of Kabbalah Satira. The first source I want to show you is back, Rabbi Isai, on page number 14. On page number 14, on top of the page, you have a Medrash Tanchum and Pashas Kisisa. The one I just read to you before was the Medrash Tanchum and Pashas Nayach. This is a different Medrash in the Tanchum. And when you look at this Medrash, the question that's posed in the last lines in Kapitel Lamed Dalet is Rema Hashem Moshe Kisava Adon Ha'ila on a kosev echlavs ro ruba terasik mazanich shavu on mihuda bashalon kshama kadosh baruch hu moshe ksav lecha bikesh moshe shetehei hamishne bichsav. According to this medrash, that Moshe said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, maybe do us a favor. Now you give me teresh bichsav, but maybe teresh shalapeh should also become teresh. So let us write it down and give me them a written form of teresh shalapeh. So if Yishat Tzofa Kaddish Baruch She'umas Eilam Asidim Letargim Es Atera Leos Karim Ba Yevonis V'gam Omrim Ani Yisrael V'ad Akshah V'maznayim U'yon Omrim HaKaddish Baruch U'umas Atem Omrim She'atem Banai Ein Yedei Elamisha Mestarim Shali Eslo V'heim Banai. And that means the Mishnah Shalpeh etc. What is this Medrash teaching you? According to this Medrash, the answer is a very interesting answer. What does it mean? When it comes to Torah Shebiksav, Chazal tell us, based upon Pesukim Pashas Kisavai, that Rabbanu Shom, after he gave Moshe all of Torah Shebiksav, and Moshe committed it to writing, and gave it to Klal Yisrael, there was the mandate that when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Israel, and went over Har Yarden, they had to go to a specific location, build a Mizbeach, a marker, certain Kabbanis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they had demanded to write the Torah Be'ahetev on Avonim Gedolos at that point in time. The Gemara Masech the Soti we learned a couple of months ago said, what was the purpose of writing the Torah on Avonim Gedolos? And according to some of Farshim, it was on Avon Shivim Lasha of Chamish Eichum Shetar B'Shem Lashim. The Ramban says, if you're talking about miraculous phenomenon, this was a miracle Shekamoa to have stones big enough to have the Torah translated in so many languages. And the purpose was, is that the Ummah's Eilin should be able to come to that location and basically copy the script in the language that they understand, bring it back to the people in order that they should have access and learn all of Chamish Eichum Shetar as a Hashkafa Sefer. I mean, Goyim and Amasuv and Tayag Mitzvahs. So the Tayag Mitzvahs, part of the Torah, has no relevance to them. But it's a Sefer, as an Hashgaf is Sefer, of the Rabbanu Shalom being the Bari Olamim. And the Rabbanu Shalom could obviously controlling what happens in this world. And the concept of Schav Onesh and accountability. The choice of Klaus is the Abba Nivchar. And the Rabbanu Shalom could obviously maintaining the ultimate control over the manifest destiny of this world, etc. When you read the Chumash from beginning to end, not only should you be interested, and a guy should be interested, because you see that the Rabbanu Shalom's interaction with human beings in his Hashkacha Parkas below. Chazal therefore say, the Torah Shebiksav was meant not only to be for us as an exclusive document, but that the Rabbanu Shalom wanted the guy to basically have access to Torah Shebiksav, The Netziv in his Tshuvas, I found later on, accentuates that and says that if Goyim Karavi, we should basically tell them, on the contrary, you're supposed to learn Torah Shabbat to understand what your requirements are in your Munas V'deis as it relates to the Rabbi Neshallah. The Rambam has a Tshuva, his Shailas and Tshuvas, in which he paskins that if you have a guy who has expertise in Tanakh and Scripture, and you as a Jew are an expert in Tanakh, that you should engage in halachic, not halachic, hashkafic, and interpretive debate with them to explain to them the real pshat in Tanakh, to weed them away from the non-Jewish interpretations of Tanakh that perverted the Scripture and gave them the wrong meaning. You should involve to make sure they have the right pshat in Tanakh that comes to what the Pesukim are teaching us. So the fact of the matter is, Torah Shebe'ek Sa'ah was meant to be a universal document that everybody should have access to. What makes Klal Yisrael different is the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah Shebe'ek Sa'ah and didn't give it to the Ummat Olam. And as the Medrash says over here, what makes us distinct and unique is that we have a special document that shows uniqueness and the exclusivity of Klal Yisrael and their unique interpretation on a penetrative analysis, especially when it comes to Tariq Mitzvahs, of the Chumash, which Goyim don't have available because they don't have that as their document of interpretation. So therefore is a heker to our Bechira and shows that they are not the Nivcharim, is we were given Torah Shabbat, they weren't. So Hashem says the kris is a bris, that you're my Aman Yivchar, and nobody else is your possession of Torah Shabbat, which the Ummah Shalom will have. If you have the Torah Shabbat, then you can prove you are my B'nai Bechira. If you don't have the Torah Shabbat, they have it as well, so the world can be fooled. They are the Aman Yivchar, you're not the Aman Yivchar. That's what the Medrash says. Now when you read this Medrash, you say to yourself, no, we understand. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, his man is that we committed the Torah Shabbat to writing. And even though the Gemara says in Tevucha, the Rebbe used the Lomdus Eis Las Hashem Had Ferah Teresecha. But at the bottom line is, at the end of the day, since we have all of Torah Shabbat committed to writing, what we've done today, even Eis Las Hashem Had Ferah Teresecha, has undermined the ultimate point of this Medrash Chazal. So this can't be the only reason that Rabbi Hashem gave us a Torah Shabbat. But it has to be a deeper reason. So that's shot number one.
What's the problem with the Greek translation then?
So the answer to your question is mentioned, I'll tell you where, in the Marshal, in his parish, the Baba Kaaba, called the Yam Shol Shlainai. And he says the reason that Chazal became very upset is because it wasn't a pure literal translation of Torah Shebe'ek Sa'ah. They changed psukim, they changed a lot of stuff. So I'm going to quote you the terminology of the Marshal. It's not my terminology. The terminology uses, he says, by changing the lashon of psukim, even though you have noble kavanas, but since that's what the pasuk says, that's called ziyuf haTorah. And when you're mezayif even Torah Shebe'ek Sa'ah, for whatever reasons you're doing it, it's a yerig v'yavar, and that's why Chazal talked about it. That's a Marshal. Does that mean?
Interesting.
It's the Marshal and Baba Kama. I'll show you where to look it up. So I don't want to be marach upon it, but that's the answer he gives. Now, what I want to show you, however, go back to the Medrash Tanchuma we just quoted before. The Medrash Tanchuma, in a certain dimension, tries to deal with this question. Why is Torah Shebe'ek Sa'ah such a peladic, a thing that Hashem wanted, we should accept Torah Shabbat Peh? So the fact of the matter is, between E and F on the left-hand side of the page, this Medrash Tanchuma gives another tam than the one in Kisisa. El Amar Lahem Torah Shabbat Peh Yesh Bo Dikduke Mitzvahs Kalas V'Chamuras He Azek Kamaves Kashal Kinasa, Shein Lamar Yisrael Alami She'ayiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chaliba B'chal Nafshal U'B'cham Odau Shein Hafta Shem Elokech V'vonach Shem Cham Odecha U'menayin HaTolam. Turn the page Rabbi Sid to the top on page 17a Shein Avizu Elosh Talmud Amak Siv Achav Reshenuch Mitzav Chayom Alav Avecha Eizu Talmud Shu'al Leif Avi Oymer Shinal Lanecha Zer Tavish Tzorach Shinan. So we therefore see Rabbi Sid that according to this Medrash, the reason the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted us to have Torah Shabbat Peh is because Hashem wanted for us to demonstrate to the world, while we were chosen as the Aman Yivcha rather than the Ummat Olam, He wanted our relationship to Him to be one of Mesiras Nefesh, one of tremendous working spiritually, intellectually, in connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's demonstrated when you're involved, Yoyim V'Layim, learning the Lamdis and the Amkus of Tehre Shabbat Peh. And the way he interprets it, the whole Muvan, HaMikra, in the first Pasha Kriya Shema, is dealing with Tehre Shabbat Peh, generating Avat Hashem, etc., etc. But from this Medrash, it would appear that the way we learn Tehre Shabbat Peh and the concept of dedication of his askus of Amalu Shabbat Torah that generates Tehre Shabbat Peh is the reason Hashem wanted us to accept it, to show why he chose us, and the level of Kabbalah Satayra, of Amka Satayra, we're willing to accept upon ourselves. Anybody can be an expert in a simple psukim and tanakh, but Tehre Shabbat Peh, there's no such thing as simple. It's a difficult type of limud. So to show our Avat Hashem, how much we're committed to the Rabbanu Shalom as a barometer of spiritual commitment, that's what the Medrash says. Even so, Rabbi Yisrael, even though if I saw this Medrash, which is different than the previous Medrash, you still say to yourself, okay, that's nice, but why? No? So we should show, I mean, Jews have a difficult life. We don't have to have learning to show how nasa nefesh we are, how many millions of Jews were killed and destroyed over the generations because we're Jews. So it's only learning shows Mesiras Nefesh. Poshut the Yidden, there was Amaratzim Deraisa, died al Kiddush Hashem. So the fact of the matter is, when you read this Medrash, you still feel there's something missing over here that I still need. I don't have the full answer. I'm going to give you, Rabbi Yisrael, tonight the full answer, but it's not based upon these two sources. It's based upon a third source that I hope you're going to appreciate. And that is the next source we're going to show you. And that, Rabbi Yisai, is a source that is contained in the early part of the Maamar Kaimais, based upon a Gemara Masechtas Eruvin and a Kasha posed by the Chochmei Tzarfas to the Chochmei, or by the Chochmei Ashkenaz to the Chochmei Tzarfas. I want you, Rabbi Yisai, to look at page number 7 of the Maamar Kaimais. This is the famous Gemara in Masechtas Eruvin and Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara tells us in quotation A the famous narrative of debate that took place between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Amar Rabbi Shmuel says, "Shloishonim lech le Beis Shammai Beis Hillel oimer halacha kamaseinu, halomer halacha kamaseinu, yotza baskav arma elu velu divul kamchayim." However, afal pike halacha kabeis Hillel. So the Gemara could obviously, on its own level, ask a tangential question, which is Nogeya. You're telling me both their opinions represent the word of the living God. So the Gemara's teretz inside is Shenochin v'aluvim, because they're very nice when they learn in the shein and the veil, and they're willing to take embarrassment. They're willing to there's anivus. They basically learn what Beis Shammai says first before they give their opinion, so they do a thorough analysis. And they even bring Beis Shammai's opinion first before they express their opinion. Now when you read that, Rabbi, you say to yourself, because you're a nice person, and you know, you're a Baal Derech Eretz, so that means that the halacha should be like you. We know for a fact, many midrashim, the Chazal portrayed Shammainiks, or Beis Shammainiks, to mamish lamdanusha geniuses. So if they're lamdanusha geniuses, and Beis Hillel are gentlemen, so why should halacha be like the gentleman, not like the halacha geniuses? You would think the one has the bigger brain, the more amkus in their havana, the halacha should be like him. So when you leave the Gemara, you still are saying to yourself, I hear. But what's interesting is, the Chochmei Ashkenaz, a French and German, when they went to Gemara, it's interesting, just historically you should know, that in the Tekufas HaRishonim, there seemed to be, amongst the Sfardim, a certain expertise that the Chochmei Tzarfas and Ashkenaz didn't have. What do I mean? When it comes to learning Lamdis in the Gemara, so there's no question in the Yudim and the Halachic dimensions, the Chochmei Tzarfas and Ashkenaz were tremendously exceptional. The Rabbeinu Tam, the Riyazakin, when you look, and even the Gedolim in the Sfardish community later on, you're dealing over here with the Rashba, Ritva, the Ramban, the Kedemer, in many respects they were trained in their Amkus and Havanas Talmud from many Ashkenazic and basically by what Safras Rabbeim. What made the Svardim different is not only that they have expertise in the lumdis of the halacha, but they had a special sensitivity when it came to Agadato and Midrash HaMikra and Tanakh. Think about it for a couple of minutes, of how many Svardim spent time in making tomes and tomes of Beirushim on Teresh of Iksavim, Teresh when it comes to Tanakh and Havadis Agadatis. There are many more Svardim that did it than the Ashkenazim. So there is a Tesis. You don't see the Tesis over here, but I'm going to show you where the Tesis is. I want your Rabbi to turn in the Maram, keep the page 7, but we're going to go momentarily in the Maram of Kemis to page number 19. On page number 19, I have quotation E, which is the Ritva on Mesech Des Erev and Daf Yud Gimel on the base. And in this Ritva, who is one of the great Svad Shirishainim, he makes the following statement. He says, Eilu Eilu Divik Lem Chayim, this is quotation E, Sholu Rabbani Tzarfas, the French Baletesis asked the Svardish Baletesis, Heich Ef Shishiyu, Shneim Divik Lem Chayim, Ze Oysa Vezem Matir. So what the French asked the Spaniards was a simple question. The only thing that bothered the Gemara is why are we passing like Basil against Beis Shammai. But the Chacham Tzafes asked a more tifa question. If you have two opinions in halacha that are mutually exclusive, he paskins its atzah, he paskins its mutter, he paskins its tamei, he paskins its tahar. So the Rabbi Meshum says on two psukim at least that a mehupich zeh mizeh, how in the world could the Gemara pronounce upon that elu ve'elu divil kemechayim? What do you mean? Either the Rabbeinu Hashem meant this and that. How can he mean both? How do I comprehend that specific statement? Dava v'hipucho are both manifestations of what Torah is in Shemayim. What does that mean? That bothered them more than while we're passing it like Basil more than by Shammai. This is much more you say to stick a question. What does the Svardim do? So listen to what Ritva does. V'tirtzu, that the Svardim Shigadalim answered. You want to know the answer? So he quotes the Medrash, but he doesn't tell you where the Medrash is. I'll show you the Medrash is very shortly. And he also quotes a kitza form of the Medrash. The Medrash he quotes is, Kisha'ol Moshe l'mar m'kabal satera. Herulo, Hashem showed Moshe, I'll call Dover Dover Memtes Panakam Isra Memtes Panaheter. Hashem showed him an expanse of Torah with incredible interpretations of Kola Torah Kula Dover v'hipucha. 49 way this way, 49 way that way. V'sholah Kodesh Baruch Hazeh. And Moshe asked Hashem about this. V'oman Hashem said, Shezei Moshe l'chachim Yisrael Shebechol Davidar. They're going to take care of the Torah. V'achros Kamosam. And the Achro will be like them. And this is nice. L'fihad Darash. U'bederech Emes Yesh Tam Soid Bedover. I'm going to give you the Soid Bedover tonight. So when you read this specific teretz, you still scratch your head and you say to yourself, so what's the answer? The fact that Hashem showed them, what's the answer to the question? So what I'm going to show you tonight, Rabbi Isai, is the actual source, which is the Talmud Yerushalmi, in the Masechta the Sanhedrin, going back to page number 7, that the teretz of the Svardim to the Ashkenazim is based upon, and get into the deep part of tonight's sugya. It's on page number 7, quotation B, and on the bottom of the page 7, quotation B, and the C is a kitzer of the Yerushalmi's Mefarshim on this little piece of the Yerushalmi. Now the Yerushalmi, as I said, comes from Sanhedrin in the Talmud Yerushalmi. You see the T where it comes from. The place I drew this out from to make this as easy as possible is I took a quotation of that Yerushalmi from Shir HaShirim, but from the Tera Tamimis version of the Shir HaShirim. So he basically connects the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that the Yerushalmi relies upon to give the ultimate teretz of the Maskana. So if you want to look it up, that's what I'm basically photostated for you. on the bottom with quotation E is basically a kitza nimrat of the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi in its explanation of the question and answer. Let me read you inside. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. You are listening
now,
to
Chazal tell us, when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, the Rabbanu Shem gave him an understanding of Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, how do I know that? Where does that come from? So, in the Maamar Mekaymos, once again, I want everything to be documented tonight. I want to go momentarily to page number 4. On page number 4, we'll come back to the Yerushalmi in a minute. See, by having the Makaris in different pages, you turn, you're not going to go to sleep tonight. Because, you know, Emuk the Mukha the syllabus, you keep on turning the pages, it keeps the audience awake. So, you know, it's a teaching technique. So it says over on page number 4, on the right hand side, the page has worked for 40 years, I'm going to continue tonight. So it says Rabbi said the following. It says on the top, quotation 4a, this is based upon the Gemara in Brachas. Moshe was basically given all of this stuff at Har Sinai. The Yerushalmi Pei says Mikra Mishnah Talmud Agada Afi Mashatam Avos Asa Lechadesh Fnei Rabo Fanel Moshe Misinai. Even Chidushei Torah of later generations, the Moshe and his generation aren't even going to discuss, was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Quotation C, Gemara Megillah. Malam B'Sheher L'Kadosh Baruch Moshe Ditu Yitari Tzalofrim Masha Sofrim Masih L'Kadesh, that the Rabbanans, even that was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Sifro from Pashas Bahar. V'dam Moshe Rabbeinu Ma'im Yitai Tzalofrim Sinai. Rashi brings us in Chumash. Halakomitza Nebuch Sinai. Now this Sifra is really based upon a Machlekes Tanoim in quotation E, which is a Gemara in Zvachim. You have Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, what Moshe was taught in Har Sinai in the 40 days he stayed there night and day to learn Kol HaTorah Kula with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shmuel says in quotation E, Klalos Nemer B'Sinai and Pratus Levin Ol Moed. Rabbi Giva says, no, on Har Sinai 40 days, Hashem showed him klalos apratus nebri b'Sinai, nishun b'hayimayiv, nishlash b'arvis moiv, etc. And at the end of the day, Rashi and Chumash therefore, following also this Gemara and the Sefer Bahar, takes Rabbi Kiva's Mahalik. When I get ultimately to the Rambam, not tonight, but when I get to the Rambam, you'll see the Rambam also is toifis that specific Lashon. So if that's the case, in the 40 days, 40 nights, Moshe was in Har Sinai, he was shown all the derises, all the Rabbanans, negate to his generation, negate to all future generations. So now we can go back to the Yerushalmi and see what Moshe asked Tashem. Amar Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Hashem showed Moshe, go back to number 7b, all of Kol HaTorah Kula, the entire expanse. And in fact, there's a medrash that says that Moshe had difficulty chopping all of this in 40 days and nights. So Hashem ultimately gave it to Beteres Matana. Hashem gave him special Siyata Deshmaya. He should be able to remember all of this. So he says to the Rebbeinu Shalom before he goes down, Rebbeinu Shalom, Hayde'eni Hachlacha. Do me a favor. I'm going to come down to Klal Yisrael. And I'm going to start giving them Lamdu Shalitva Sha'in Dukashurim. So, you know what they're going to say to me? They're going to say, Rabbi, give me the bottom line. I appreciate the Lamdus, but Yidden, you know, very, you know, we're not patient to wait 40 years to know Kol HaTorah Kula. Give me a divine Kitza Shulchan Aruch, and I know what the Rabbi Nishan's Psak Halach is. If you look at the Mefarshim and Yerushalmi, you quote it on the bottom, in quotation, see Rabbi Yisai, in the Dein Halacha, so Halacha Beruru Mechletes, Bechol Din HaTorah. Now, let me bring down, besides all the lamdis, for the lamdonim, for the pashtonim, give me a divine kitta shulchan aruch. So the Rebbeinu Shem said to him, Amalei, Achrei Rabban Lahatis, Nana Moshe Rabbeinu, Psak halacha, that's not up here. When you bring it down there, and the Sanhedrin, the Gadol, and all the Chachmei Ador have debates and come to their maskanos, they take a vote, whatever the vote is down there, that is the Psak Halacha. So Moshe then responds and says to Rabbi Nishalam, Kol Kach Lama, which means, why are you making the process of learning Torah, especially Torah Shel Peh, so difficult? Giving us such a literature with so much infinite pshatim. If you look at Os Ayin Aleph on the bottom, Lami Nich Lo Klal Zesh Mevil De Chakiris V'Drishos V'Lokem Hashabikash Hu Halacha Muchletes Berura. Why did Hashem, if you think about a couple of minutes, that's a pretty dangerous system. Not to have a divine Kitzur Shulchan Aruch telling you it's Mutar Me'asah and saying, I'm giving you the basic information, total disclosure, and you guys work it out. If you think about a couple of minutes, that's a pretty dangerous thing to do. Because who knows what human beings are going to do when they have that ability. So Moshe said to the Rebbeinu Shem, why are you making the process so difficult and perhaps even so dangerous? So the Rebbeinu Shem answers in the Yerushalmi, Kedei Shetei Tari Nidreshes, Mem Tes Panim Tamei, Mem Tes Panim Tohar, V'Oimer, and the ultimate maskon is Meshama Avucha, that's the Yerushalmi. So what's the teretz that Rabbi Nishum gave? Rabbi said, now, if you haven't listened the whole night, this is the part I want you to see. So says the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, which is quoted in Os Ayin Beis in the bottom. Listen to what the Mefarshim say. Hakavanah, the kavanah of this last part of this description of Hashem to Moshe of Torah. Hakavanah Shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'ef Shel Hodiyah Halacha Berurah Mechletes, I am not willing to give you a divine Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to bring down. Why? Bishim Nixiv Achrei Rabim Lahatos. What does this mean? Listen to this. Hatoira Tzrichil Yas Nidreshes B'mem Tes Panim Lakan Lakan. I want you to undergo the process of analysis, of debate, of question and answer, what the Rosh Hashanah used to call the interrogative dialogue. You ask the question, you give it teretz. Have milchamta shel Torah take place. I want it to be milchamta shel Torah. Why? He says, "V'mani megala p'sak alach achrona." If I would give you, Moshe, a divine kitzur shulchan aruch, you know what's going to happen? Shuvle nederashes b'har b'panim. Most people are going to be lazy. They're going to say, "Well, I got to go through the arichas nikalajin. I'll take the rabbanu shem's kitzur shulchan aruch." And I know that Hashem has Hashem's haskam on it, has Hashem's approbation, I'll commit it to memory, and Hashem be fatik. I have a lot of time available to do other things because I'll know what's mutar v'aser. And that problem is, that's the problem. If you're going to have Torah given and there's not going to be intellectual debate and understanding in the Shakar v'Tariah, you're going to miss the whole point. So gufa shatara tzrich l'darash b'kama panim, nirem b'balashim meisham avucha. The Musav al Torah, what does that mean? The Ika Avasa Torah, who lasos of Hisham Aide Deus Hanoitim Lakan Lakan, the Yachach Miyashinos Apia Deus Harov, whom he took Ezek Magia Abul Yitzra. Now, what does he say? The Rebbeinu Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, your whole premise is mistaken. You think the whole purpose of the Torah is basically the final lumdis of the psak halacha. The ikir is the psak halacha. So in your mind, if the ikir is the psak halacha, I can understand the svara. So give me a divine kitzur shulchan aruch. You won't have any doubts of the psak halacha. But I'm telling you, the ikir in Torah is not the ultimate psak halacha. It's the process of coming to the conclusion what the psak halacha should be. Why? Because if I have to basically go through the process of taking all the shittas, Tanoyim, Amarayim, Rishayim, and Achrayim, just think of Rabbi Isai, what we do in our yeshivish education, in the real lumdish yeshivas, and what we do later on in our more adult life, we're busy with our havanya trying to master and grasp all the various fine-tuned debates that you have on every Blat Gemara, going as much as you can for Amkis to try to find the ultimate Nekuda Ikaras of the Machlekesim, of the Tanayim Amarayim Rishayim and Achrayim. That specific endeavor is not just we're infatuated with minutiae. I mean, some intellectuals might be. The purpose of that is to give us a glimpse of the divine mindset of the Rabbeinu Shalom, how infinitely brilliant the amicus of that divine mindset, because we have Rabbi Isai a bigger problem. And what's the bigger problem? Now, I didn't quote the Medrash over here, but I'm going to quote the Medrash now to supplement and complement this Gemara. When you hear the Medrash, you'll see what the Yerushalmi is telling us. There is a Medrash in Pashas Eschanan, where the Medrash says, when Hashem said, "V'hafta Hashem Elokecha," so the Medrash tells us, the Gedolei Atanoim said in that Medrash, "Ein Yudea Keis Elav Asamokam, Rabbi Nishon, he told us to love you, but I don't know what that means." So the Mefarshim on that specific phrase says, what were they saying? So I found, Rabbi Yisai, a beautiful parish of that in the Mizrahi's parish on Chumash, where he quotes the Sifrei, and he says, this is what the question was. The Rabbi Nishon gives a mitzvah, v'hafta recha kamocha. So there, the ability to develop a relationship with a human being, that you can talk with them, and walk with them, and feel them, and touch them, and have a human existence of a corporeal with a corporeal entity, the fact that Hashem was metzavas, that we have to have Abbas, Abrius, and Abbas Israel, we understand what the mandate is, and it's within our yecholus to accomplish it. But Rabbeinu Shalom, you told us now, not in Pasha's Kedoshim, but now in Pasha's Chan, v'hafta Hashem Elokecha, we don't know from where in the world we're going to be able to develop a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a fear of Hashem. That we could understand. But develop a love and intimacy, that type of encounter of Avat Hashem, I don't know. We don't know how to accomplish that. You're an incorporeal, and Guf Gavia. We're a Poshita Guf Adayimim in this world. How in the world can we communicate? How can we relate to each other? How in the world can we develop such a sentiment and a commitment and a connection which may be able to come to Avat Hashem? That's what the Mizrahi says was their conceptual question. It's a Gevaldika question. It's above our capabilities. So Hashem says it's not above your capability. Why? Because when I said, V'hafta Hashem Elokecha, what's the pasuk contained afterwards? V'hoyu ha'adon eilu shenuch mitzav chayom alu v'vecha, which the Gemara says, and the Medrash Tanhuma said before, it's an illusion of Terah Shabbat Peh, that by taking Terah Shabbat, interpreting Terah Shabbat, and taking it to heart and analyzing it, atramakim yishabar olam, you'll develop a hakaris elokis, which ultimately will crescendo to Avat Hashem. That's the Medrash in the Sifrei. Zokti Rishami over here, Amishama Havucha, that if you learn Torah Ba'amkus, that will give us a Hakaris Elokis in the brilliant mindset of the Rabbi Nishalom. The brilliant depth perception of Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, on levels that without Torah Shabbat you can't comprehend, you'll never be Masik. The Rabbi Nishalom wanted the Am HaNivcha Klal Yisrael, not just to have Yiras Hashem, he wanted us to have Avat Hashem. Goyim not Metuvin Avat, the only Mechuyiv in Yira, because all the mitzvahs are low. We're Mechuyiv in the Atseis, which represent Avat Hashem. The only way you're going to be able to develop that connection to Hashem is first develop an incredible understanding of the Pnimius, of the Amkus of the Torah, because the more you learn, the deeper you learn, the more you penetrate, the more controversies you have, the more geshmak you have, you develop a Hakaras HaTorah, Yedias HaTorah. And why is that important? Because Hakaras HaTorah and Yedias HaAmkus gives you a Hakaras Elokis who created that Torah, and Yedias Elokis. And as time goes on, and you appreciate Torah more and more, as that process basically continues, Rabbi Yisai, what happens is that ultimately speaking, the Hakaras Elokis and the ultimate Yedias Elokis from Amkus HaTorah brings you to such an affiliation and an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it develops and crescendos in Avat Hashem. The Rambam in his Maran Avuchim, the Rambam you'll check tonight at the end of Hilchus Tshuva Perek Yud, says what I say explicitly. Your Avat Hashem, the level you come to that level of Ava, depends upon your Yadiyas and Hakaras Elokis, which is dependent quotient upon the Amukus of Torah you basically study. So the Rabbi Hashem says, my purpose of giving you Torah with this Amkus is not to put you under pressure that you have to show Mesiras Nefesh. It's not only because I want you to be demonstrated the mantra of being the Am HaNivchar, but I want you to develop a spiritual, intellectual connection to me that no other nation will have because you're the Am HaNivchar. But that can't be accomplished when Amkus of Torah Shabbat Lulim Pshuto Shemikra. It can only be accomplished by taking Torah Shabbat Peh, which interprets the Tanakh and interprets the Halacha, and going through all the Amkus of all the Shitas, that Harvanya gives you such a Kesha to the Torah. That's Makasha to you, to the Rabbi Hashem, who's the Ein Sof, giving you ability to tangibly have Hakaras Elokis. So the means to Avat Hashem is through Yediyas HaTorah. One brings to the other one. So the method of learning Torah has a major purpose in your bechira and your connection to me more than the psak halacha, whether it's mutav or asr. Because at the end of the day, we're going to see, Rabbi Yisai, what's interesting and fascinating is that if the ikar kaviyas and halacha is acharab melahatayis, and he calls that the secondary, how the psak is, but the ikar is the learning and the yamchus and the questions and answers we have when it comes to asking each other lachanto shel Torah. So the Rambam shita is, and I want to show you this, people don't realize this. If you look, Rabbi Yisai, I have in Mamre comes on page number 19, the Rambam from Hilchos Mamre. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamre, Rabbi Yisai, I'm looking at the watch. It says, because those who want to love Mamre, make sure you get down in time. The Rambam held, when it came to darshin the Torah, especially in the Amkus of Yugim Amidos, an interpretation of the Torah. So if you look at the Rambam in 19a, Bezen Agadlo Shadarsh Vachs Ben Amidos Shavim Ashinir Veneya, Shadin Kach, V'don Adin, V'omad Achareim Bezen Acha V'nir Lo Tam Acha Listo Osa Adin, Hareiz Esesa Adin Kifim Ashinir Be'inav, Shinar Al Shav Shinir Be'amim Ma'aim, En Chayv Lechas Acha Bezen Shabit Darecha. This Rambam tells you that even the Psak Alach Rabbi Yisai on a Deraisa level can be changing from generation to generation. So if you don't, so what he's saying is to give you a kit to Shulchan Aruch of divine Psak, but that's not the way the Torah was made. The Torah was made is that the Psak itself of how you paskin is based upon the consensus of the Bezdin down here. On a technical legal level, a Bezdin in different subsequent generations come to different Psak, but the Ikar is not the Psak. The Ikar is Rabbi Yisai, is the process and learning Torah ba'amkus. That's the Ikar in the purpose of why I gave you this system. If I gave you a kit to Shulchan Aruch, you'd miss the entire purpose. You'd come to a bottom line, but the whole purpose of giving Torah Shulapeh and allowing you to develop an amkus of Havanas Elokis, that Havanya Shotel, that Amala Shotecha, would be missed. So the Gemara says, Apidvarim Elo Krat Chabris, that the whole Mahus of the Amanivcha, the Erla Goyim, us coming into Bris with Hashem, Apidvarim Krat Chabris, the bris was nichras on the Tanai. You're willing to accept upon yourself the oil of learning Torah with a Torah Shabbat Peh. Because that will guarantee that you will supersede just Yiras Hashem. You'll come to Avas Hashem connection and you'll bring yourself up to a spiritual plateau that you're mitzvah to do, which the Goyim are not mitzvah to do. So that defines what a Jew is. A Jew is a Jew who is willing to learn the Torah and analyze the Torah and spend time in it. Ba'amkus. The process in certain respects is even more important, Rabbi said, than the psak, because teklan at the reisel of the psak can change. But the amkus is nitzchiyah, because that gives you a kesher amitz, which you can't have with a kitzah shulchan aruch. Therefore, Rabbi said, going back to openly speaking, if you look now in the ritva underneath, on quotation E, you now see what he basically quoted over here in his kitzah nimrah's answer to the tzfartim. Where the Tzfartim said, Rabbi Yisai, how can you have two different shitas of Hashem, which are contradictory, both Elu ve'Elu? So when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, Hashem showed him, etc., etc. And Hashem told him these pshatim, and he said it would be must of the Klal Yisrael to basically paskin. So he said, this is a pi hadrash, u'bederech emes, yesod bedavar. What I just gave you, Rabbi Yisai, was the seid bedavar. It's not just, now what do I mean by this? So you'll say to me, how could it be you can have two psukim on the same minutiae and both of them are elu ve'elu? I still haven't answered that question yet, but now I'm going to answer it to you now. The fact of the matter is, lahavdil ben elef avdalah. So I'm going to use the mushal in modern informational services. When a person makes a software, I'm using a mushal that I found some interesting modern gedolim using. When you have informational software, you can program a program in such a way that there is a dilemma that you're confronting, and there's ultimately a resolution at the end, but there are different hechatimses in the software, how to come to the resolution, but each one's a different tactic and methodology to get there, which means habe drachim lamakam. The Rabban Hashem created the Torah in such a way that to come to a maskana, now the Iker halachas, we know what they are, Rabbi Yisai. Most of the discussion in the Gemara is the minutiae of the application, but the Ika Halachs are both sides, the Ika Tariag Mitzvahs, and the major applications is the Dava Bava, it's the minutiae we're arguing about. Now, in that minutiae, the Rebbeinu Shem said, in order to facilitate the concept of the concept of going into Ba'amukus and learning the Torah, I'm going to divinely program in the minutiae, if you use Yulgamidus, various possibilities to come to the conclusion what the minutiae is. But which program you're going to use, which Havanas that you're going to, the Derech and analysis you're going to use, that I'm leaving up to you. But I already divinely programmed it into the program that in this minutiae, there are at least two answers, maybe even more. Whichever Derech you ultimately choose, Hashem already programmed into the divine program of Shota Moshe Ben HaSinai, all of the possibilities you can possibly come when it comes to the maskana, how you interpret the minutiae of the halacha. But when it comes to that minutiae, since I want you to go through the Havanya Shel Torah, you're going to debate it down here, you're going to analyze it, the robe is going to be the Koveya, but it was initially divinely programmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah and Shemayim, shown to Moshe, that whatever derech they take, the asav or the mutter, I already probed them, whichever one they finally paskin, is them as according to the minutiae capacity that you can come to. How you paskin is based upon the majority rule, but the fact is, if that's the case, if a certain generation paskins like the majority, and they paskin mutter, a subsequent generation can go back to Yugi Mamidus Rabbi Yisai and come to a different hasaga and paskin the opposite. But it's not a stira because both possibilities were already programmed in from the beginning to be two possible terutzim. On a deraisa level, therefore, theoretically, you could have a change of luck on that major basis from generation to generation. What is interesting to note, the Kesem Mishnah says, despite the fact of the cogency in the lamdis, so what you have over here, Rabbi Yisai, is how you have different Chum Chaim already explained. The Sod HaDavah that he was referring to is, why did Hashem make the system that way? And that I showed you to develop Havanas Elokis, to Havanas HaTorah, that's the Sod HaDavah. But at the end of the day, Rabbi said, when we learn a Balat Gemara, what's interesting is, if you take the Rambam literally, so you have to ask yourself the question, why does Mori say, an Amori can never be Chalik upon a Tana? According to this Rambam, Amorayim should be able to be Chalik upon Tanayim, Rishayim should be able to be Chalik upon Gainim, and Amorayim Tanayim. We don't find that, but according to the Iker technicality, what you just explained to me in the system, the fact of the matter, and you only have to have a Bezdin Gadol B'nei Chacham Minyan. Only by the Kodesh Gzeres, the Rambam says you have to pick up. But when it comes to Darshani Halacha, you don't have to be a greater Bezdin. So the Kesem Mishnah says that was not based upon the Deraisa, it was based upon a Kabbalah that the Tanoim and Roim took upon themselves. The Tanoim were in a certain Daga, and if that's the case, they held a certain level of Havanas HaTorah. When you got to the Tekufas Amorayim, they said to themselves, they felt they were not on the same level. So they superimposed upon themselves a Chumrah, that if Tanaim say a certain thing, I can't contradict them unless I can find another Tana who agrees with me. That's self-imposed restriction, not something that according to technical halacha they had to do, but that's the meaning of Klal Yisrael. That's why when the Chasimah Satama took place, the Goyim took their restriction upon themselves of being chalak upon Amarayim. And then you had the Goyim, the Rishayim, the Achrayim. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, in Ramosha's Chuvas, I found something always quite interesting. Ramosha wants to disagree with the psak of certain Achrayim in the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't say that, basically speaking, I'm disagreeing with this Achron. He goes back to the initial Machlekes who showed him in that Sugi, and he shows where this Achron, Paskin, in his Achron of that Machlekes who showed him, I hold, there's another way of going the Machlekes who showed him. So he's basically drawing upon that Tekufa and applying his Chilik and Halach on the more as contemporaries. I'm drawing it from an early generation, not based upon my own Seichel Yosha. That is a superimposed, but that's self-discipline. But Me'ika Hadin Rabbi Yisai, every pshat and ifil mashatamad osel echadish. That potential was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the obvious question is, if Moshe was shown everything, so how can you say it's the chiddush of later generations? What's the chiddush? If Moshe knew it, and Moshe gave us everything, so over here I found Rabbi Yisai, and I have this, and we'll end with this tonight. We're going to continue next week, Rabbi Yisai. I found Rav Yom Tov Heller in his parish on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos answers that, and we'll end with that tonight. In the Maram Makamot, I'll tell you what page to turn to very quickly, so you can go and do what you want to do. Let me just find the page for a second. No, no. The Makkah, we're going to go to Rabbi Isai over here very quickly. What?
Nobody told it. It didn't come down the generation.
Yeah. So over here in quotation B on page number 10, so it's of Yom Tov Mehela that asked the question. So he says over here, Avol HaTe'elas, quotation B, Chiva Mishnah of Sivasar Lefisha Teresh Lepeh Shem Masar Lemoshe Shu Shil Zekanim Avol Shabisa Ter Mitzvah Yishalayim Ein lechachos mavidar shel yischadish pechrech yipalo nishpatem shibi chidushei taira. New things happen, new chidushim, new havanos, new applications. Va'al tashi veini, mamash omer b'megillah, alemaka amalamish, kadosh baruch, dikta tari, dikta sofrim, shini oimer, shazalhoya mosa moshe l'achrem klal. Which means, Moshe was shown this so it can be said that Moshe was makabal kol ha'turkan ha'sinai. It says in the Mishnah he was a makabal call, but then it says umaser li Yeshua. Why doesn't it say Yeshua is makabal from him? So he says dikdik lashonam malam sheherlo or Moshe masalo or malamdo. He told Moshe, I'm going to give you total disclosure, but you're allowed to disclose what's nogeya of kol ha'terikula to your generation. The chidushim of later gedolim of later generations, when they make their contributions, I'm going to show you what they say. But you have no right to reveal it because it's their chiddush of later generations. So Moshe's Kabbalah was kol ha'Torah kulo. He was makabel everything. He was most of the Yeshua that Hashem allowed him to be meiser. Certain parts of chiddush of later generations that was not nogeya. He had to hold it back. So this is an incredible kind of chiddush. What we see over here, Rabbi Isai, that from the very beginning, Torah was created in such a way that controversy was not a bedieved; it was a lechatchila. The Melchamta Shel Torah is not a bittul zman, but that's the major purpose of learning Torah. The amkis and the lamdis is the ikar, Rabbi Yisai. You got the mitzvah sitamen. The psak halach is a technicality. And we'll come to that. And sometimes today, Rabbi, without a Sanhedrin, a gadol, you can have one area halach, we have five different shitas in different countries, and each country, since we have a Sanhedrin, a gadol, the psak is what they pask in there. So the fact of the matter, Rabbi Yisai, is we've gotten into the topic. The krisis bris v'teira, or perval peh, was the quality control, our connection to Hashem on the level of Ava, Ava Hashem Hakaras Elokis, and without that method, we would never have accomplished it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.